Hey, everybody, this is Heidi St. John. Welcome to the Heidi St. John podcast. You guys are in for a treat today because my friend, Dr. Mark Sherwood, is going to be joining me. We're going to spend the next little bit of time answering listener questions. Stick around. I think you're going to be encouraged. Dr. Mark Sherwood, my friend, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's always good to see you. This is something I look forward to. Every single time I get like a lot of anticipation, anxiety in a good way, a couple of hours before, because I always want to do a really good job because you have some of the greatest members in your community that I've got to deal with. It's a blessing.
Well, it really is. We were talking about this a little bit right before we started recording that we have a lot of questions now that are coming in and a lot of people using our hydrogen bottles. So here we are. So we'll start with this. Yep. I've got mine. You've got yours ready.
Okay. Push the button.
Okay. Go. All right. So we're just going to let it sit here and bubble away. Yes. So let's jump into this because I want to start with a subscriber to the show, which, by the way, if you guys want to subscribe to the Heidi St. John podcast, you can do that. And you will no longer hear the Spotify generated ads. So if you are tired of the ads, become a subscriber and they will magically go away. Barbara in Washington is a subscriber, and she says she wants to know your thoughts regarding the shingles vaccine. She's 59, and her daughter is her doctor is encouraging her to get it. What say you?
Well, Barbara, that's one that if you ever get shingles, you'll wish you'd have not gotten them. I mean, that is an overt bad inflammatory condition. My wife and I have had this question a lot of times, Dr. Michelle Barber. So it's not an unusual question. You get up there when you get 50s, 60s, even 70s, because it becomes more and more common. I think this is one that I'm not going to give you a hard no, because I think that's a bad thing. I think that in this one, you want to sort of seek some peace because it does and can prevent. And that's a key point. Does and can. That doesn't mean it's going to happen every single time. We know that vaccines have their overall potentials, but it's not a certainty. It's not 100%. You get a little bit of something that's inert. The body can adapt, adjust, and overcome and remember. That's the point. So, Barb, in this case, I think you got to really look at your system. If your system is immunocompromised, where it's sort of beat down and you've had other illnesses, viruses, bacteria, and you seem to be getting sicker later, more often, lasting longer as you age, probably might be a worthy consideration. On the other hand, if you're generally very, very healthy and don't get sick and not on any medications and things like that, you've probably got some time to ponder that one.
That's a good way to look at it. And I think it's kind of like what you and I have been saying for a long time. You don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think what is so frustrating to people like me, and I think also to many, many physicians right now, is that we are just carte blanche, you know, here's 75 vaccines for your 3-month-old. And that is where we're like, oh, you know, come on. I mean, the obvious COVID, you know, let's just put that aside. That was a garbage era that we all lived through. But I love that just wisdom, right? Do your homework, pray about it, seek the Lord, seek counsel. That's wisdom. Samantha in North Carolina and an anonymous listener in Tennessee have sort of similar questions regarding acne. The first one is hormonal acne. This mama is 37, and for the last year, she has struggled with hormonal acne. She's tried creams and prescriptions. She says nothing seems to clear it up. She wants to know natural ways to heal herself and balance the hormones. And then in Tennessee, a mom wrote in to say that her 19-year-old daughter has suffered from acne since she was 16. Mm-hmm. It was discovered that she has low estrogen. So again, related to hormones. She was put on birth control to help with both, and it's helped, but she wants to come off the pill, and she's concerned the acne will get bad again. Can you offer any kind of direction to these two beautiful women?
Yeah, Samantha and Anonymous, I appreciate you guys reaching out. That's very, very courageous of you. This is going to take a little bit to unpack, but I want you to understand it. First of all, there's something you should get tested. It's called DHT, dehydrotestosterone, because when that converts downstream from testosterone, that yields more of this acne presentation that you're having. So that's one of the things that drives it. Additionally, you'll get more conversion down that pathway with higher insulin. So there we go down the nutritional component of that. So make sure you do some low glycemic foods that don't drive insulin. That's going to be part of the process. If you have a tendency to drive down that pathway, there's an enzyme that you have that's called 5-alpha reductase. You don't need to remember all that science, but just know that it's turned up, genetically speaking. Some people have it turned up. Some people have it turned down. So number one is diet. Number two is to understand that you may need to work on blocking that. There's a medication out there called spironolactone. It is a blood pressure medication. I got it. So if you don't have blood pressure issues, it's probably not the best to take that because it could lower blood pressure. There's also more of a natural remedy. I want you to think about two things. Saw palmettos, like sawing a board, and then nettles, N-E-T-T-L-E-S. Both of those, believe it or not, Samantha and Anonymous, are found in prostate formulas. Go figure. So you could consider taking a prostate formula that actually can block that. Now, when the one situation where your daughter wants to get off birth control, most children or young women are given birth control just to eliminate the PMS symptoms. Again, that's synthetic hormone. So let's think through that logic too. Do we want to really do that? The answer is probably not. I like to do it more naturally. I like to look at the system, and I like a product called FemQuil, F-E-M-Q-U-I-L. The dose is 2 a day, and it has a ton of nutrients in it that help regulate the female cycle in a more balanced, natural way without using synthetic progesterone. So there you have a couple of different things you can do nutritionally, medicinally, supplementally, and also make sure that you use the FemQuil as a whole right there.
We had another anonymous listener write in from Illinois, and she said she was recently diagnosed with MS, but she believes she's probably had it for years. What would you recommend to eat, to do, and get better? And then she had a second part of her question, and she wonders why doctors are not speaking up about the dangers of vaccines. This is, I mean, we get the vaccine question here over and over and over. And I've got another one coming up that I'm going to throw at you too, from Tristan in Florida, who's wondering about her daughter going to college and opting out of taking some of the required vaccines. But we'll start with Anonymous in Illinois, who was diagnosed with MS.
Well, multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune condition. So let's kind of start right there. Is it something you can stop and slow down the flares and the spread of that, in a sense, to make it get more severe? The answer is yes. So you go back to the autoimmunity issue. Autoimmunity is when the body is turned on itself and begins to attack. In this case, it's attacking some of the covering of your nerve cells, yielding almost a shock type of scenario in your body. You get this really weird pain phenomena that sort of emanates down your limbs. Multiple sclerosis, multiple sclerosing of your nerve sheath or nerve protection there. So if that happens, you're talking about going back to the beginning. You want to go an anti-inflammatory food protocol. Now, when you look at an anti-inflammatory foods, as a general rule, if the government tells you to eat it, don't.
Don't.
No.
Yes.
They subsidize things like wheat, corn, soy, sugars, dairy. You got to be really careful with all those things because most of them are highly, highly inflammatory. They do create leakiness of the gut. Leakiness in the gut leads to autoimmunity. I believe without any hesitation that you could slow down the process of this thing. I encourage you to not own it. I encourage you to own health and wellness. So really, really, really go down that pathway and start right there. And so that's a good place to start nutritionally. I think omega-3s are good. I think specialized pro-resolving mediators are good, known as SPM. Those also help resolve inflammation. So make sure you do all those things. And I believe you're going to get really on a good pathway towards letting this be nothing more than a bad rumor. How about that? There you go.
Man,
I think that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I agree. She's asking why you think that doctors are not speaking up about vaccines.
Well, I think, you know, my wife, you know, is a conventionally trained clinician, and she'll tell you, you know, and honestly, they weren't trained in anything I just said. I mean, that whole conversation I just said is not something that we should be expecting. When you have a person that hears the same story over and over and over again, and that's the only story they know.
Yeah.
We can't really look at them. to say that they should know another story. They have to learn another story, but you can't learn another story unless you put effort into that. It doesn't just happen overnight. My right. wife and I have had to grind and learn and grind and learn things. And it's really important to understand that when you go to a doctor that's conventionally trained and say, keep me well, or talk about the dangers of vaccine, that's like going to a plumber and saying, go work on my car. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And so we've got to really understand where that's coming from. And I think a lot of times, as you said earlier, the correct way to look at vaccines, it's the volume of those. It's the frequency of those. It's as they're yeah. young. That sets the tone for a bad scenario going forward.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, my water bottle went off. Is yours ready?
Oh, yes, it's ready to go.
Okay, I'm ready. Ready?
Here we go. Yep.
Okay, go.
Oh, mine had a lot of pressure. Ooh,
that
today.
Was good.
Come on, that was really good. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Here's two, anti-inflammatory, anti-aging, being younger, older.
Hydrogen water, down. Here we go. Salut.
That is so smooth and good.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you what, we're aging in reverse, Mark. Crazy. We're just aging in reverse while we're sitting and drinking our water.
It's like, mm-hmm. I don't have a clue what my chronological age says anymore. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. No.
Okay, I'm going to take a big old swig of that water. And then I'm going to ask you a question from Mary Anna in South Carolina. She says, Tidy, I've heard you and Dr. Mark talking about hydrogen water. I'd like to order one or two, and I mentioned it to my functional doctor, and they never heard of it, but they're very interested. They asked if there are studies that prove the things that you've said it improves. Are there available studies showing the hydrogen bottle's effectiveness? That's a good question. She wants to do her homework.
I think you should, and I encourage you to do that. Anytime we say something on here, you know, I don't have all the answers. I have to ask God for the answers, you know, and I know He does. Now, that's why, you know, it's important in its wisdom to continue to ask the question, why or why is that? I think that's how we can learn. And that's how science is born, by the way. And that science is not concrete. It's always moving, right? But with that said, there's over 2,000 studies on PubMed. So if you want to get on PubMed, it's a public site, public medical literature site, and it's out there. And there's 2,000 studies out there right now, at least. I haven't read all of them. I've read a good majority of them, and they go over 170 at least disease conditions. And so the data is getting very, very immense, very, very robust, and it's going forward. And so far, there is not one negative study out there at all, which makes perfect sense to me. But, you know, when you look at from a science standpoint, you're always looking for what might be wrong. I haven't found anything wrong with it yet. I have seen nothing but positive benefits with the people that have used it. You have to have water. You might as well drink it and make it count even more by allowing molecular hydrogen to be populated in that. And when you take a drink of this stuff, the molecular hydrogen comes in the body, it goes through the body, it goes through every barrier of the body, and its sole job is to selectively quench or diminish free radicals, leading to lowered inflammation. And as we all know, inflammation is a part and parcel of every single disease process. So here's to less diseases and more resilience.
Hallelujah. And it's good. And it's good. I was just talking to a mom the other day who said that she had bought them, you know, one for her and one for her husband. And she said, they're just drinking more water.
Yeah.
It's just reminding them, hey, we're going to supercharge our water, and it's helping them drink more water. And I just feel like win, 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 win.
Yeah, I get that all the time, you know, just because it's a cool bottle, it turns blue and it causes bubbles. I don't know why that's not cool. Now, this is a big deal. Parents, hear me out here. If your kid is not drinking enough water and you want them to drink that, I'm talking 2 years old on up. This is beautiful. They can have fun with this. It can become like a toy. Without question, they're going to drink more water. That cannot be a bad thing.
I agree. Tristan in Florida says, Dr. Mark, my daughter will be going to college in the fall. She has opted out of taking the, quote, required meningitis vaccine. She was vaccine injured at the age of 3 and lives with a serious autoimmune disease. What are some natural alternatives to prevent and or help her from getting this particular bacterial infection?
Well, since it's a bacteria, a lot of the colleges out here, because colleges in those dorms is a bacteria infested location, you know, question about it. So a lot of them won't even let you, you know, be on the campus or won't let you become a student if you don't have that. So you got to have the proper documentation to be able to back up your decision not to do that or go to an institution that doesn't require it. Now, what you can do is, knowing it's a bacteria, is make sure you fortify your system. Fortify your system so it will adapt and overcome well. If you get any sign of any bacterial infection, like, you know, GI disturbances, muscle weakness, muscle pain, make sure you keep a clinician on speed dial so that you're not like letting it just go and go and go. I think that's a caution flag you need to be raising up there at all. So again, I go back, I feel like a broken record. Anti-inflammatory eating, make sure you're taking your probiotics, make sure you're taking some good postbiotics, make sure you're taking your good vitamin D, your vitamin C, your vitamin Bs, your magnesium, all the things that get your system working very, very, very well and solid. And frankly, I don't think you'll have any issue, but again, I get your concern. You've already got a vaccine injured child. I don't blame you at that point. Yeah. I'd be going, I don't want any more. And so it is a legitimate concern on your part. So do all those things, work with someone who can really help you ensure you're checking all the boxes, and then go forth, make good grades and start a good career.
I love that advice. And honestly, I would add, as a mother, when your kids go off to college, if they're, you know, living the dorm life, whatever, you can avoid the freshman 15 by just teaching your kids how to shop the periphery of the grocery store, even in the cafeteria. The same thing is true. We have a little grocery store down the street from Firmly Planted Family, and you will catch me there several times a week, just helping myself to a little salad bar. Nothing wrong with that. And if you can remind your kids, eat healthy. If you guys can eat healthy things, your body will work better, full stop. Totally. Am I right?
You're right, totally. And make sure your daughter has a nice hydrogen ball. She can sit there on a desk and make her other students be envious of that. No, honestly,
I'm telling you,
body, it craves the food that God gave us. Remember, God made food for man, just like he made woman for man. He made food for both. So if he made food for both, that means the ground still has everything that God said it had in it. And it still has everything in it that's going to not just give man what man needs to be alive, but what man needs to thrive. So again, eat real food. It's real information for the real body.
I love that. All right. We've got time for one more question. This gal in Texas, her name is Shannon. Hey, Shannon, thanks for writing in. She said, I have had chronic EBV for 2 years. Are there some supplements that will help?
Well, Shannon, EBV, just for the listeners, Epstein-Barr virus. That is a bad deal. It can kind of raise a little dormancy until it gets stressed and then it comes out. So, Shannon, I know you've dealt with this, and it can become chronic. For you, omega-3 fatty acids to tone down the inflammation, specialized pro-resolving mediators to resolve inflammation, they're known as SPMs. You want to make sure you're having at least 5,000 international units of vitamin D. I would also make sure that you had good vitamin B and good magnesium, the mineral magnesium. And I, frankly, if I'm you, I'm probably going to look at maybe a detox occasionally just to make sure my body is not building up mess, because life is full of toxins, and toxins can be a little bit inflammatory as well, and they can stress the body. If the body's stressed, you can get some of that dormancy flare-ups as well. So I would do all of those things. Now, there is some good antimicrobials that you could take in. Sometimes things like a colostrum. I like a lot of liposomal delivered colostrums that work amazing. Again, I would get your water, of course. I think that's brilliant. And then look at things like oregano. Oregano can help a lot with a little bit of antiviral activity.
Boy, that's true. I'm a sucker for oregano oil. Oh, we take it in capsules in the wintertime. I'm telling you, it's really good stuff. All right, I lied. I do have time. We have time for one more question. Yeah. Listener wrote in and she said she has been seeing a naturopath and what a huge difference it's making. Mm-hmm. And just taking a more natural approach to her body and to her health. She said that her clinician is advising that she begin muscle testing. And she said she thought it was weird and she wanted to know, what is muscle testing and why should she do it?
Well, muscle testing is testing frequencies. It's testing frequencies by like holding up something in front of you and saying, is this good for me or not? And then it tests the strength you have to like lift your arm or not. And I suppose there's something to it. I don't claim to be an expert in it, but this is what I've seen with it. And this is a caution flag I have for the persons that are doing it and the persons that might be receiving it. I've seen it change from day to day, depending on what might be the mood of the person doing the test. So it really is quite subjective. It's quite unique. I've seen people that bounce around. And frankly, this is for me. This is not a criticism at all. For me, it really stresses me out. I just tell you right now, because I don't want to be worried about something if I know I need it. It's good. I don't overthink it. If I know that a lab says I'm deficient on it, I'm going to bring it in there and I'm going to trust God to do with it what he says he's going to do with it.
And she said, I think it's the same thing. They're testing her hair also, she said. Yeah. They're going to start testing her hair. Why would we do that?
Well, with hair follicles, you get this ability to test residues that are in your body. So as the hair grows, you can test what nutrients are in there. You can also test what heavy metals are in there, maybe poisons, toxins, things like that. So it does give you an analysis of what is there. Now, this is important. Just because it shows up in the hair, because the hair grows, you could have something that's farther away from the follicle. It has been there longer. Maybe it's not there anymore. So if you're not looking at the layers in that thing, I'm going back to my little police forensic mindset here. If you're not looking at the layers, you really don't know when it is. And so just because it's there does not mean it's still there. It means it might have been there. And so there's a lot of nuances that we don't do a lot of hair testing, though I think it's valid in some unique situations. We don't do a lot of it because we find there's a lot of guesswork in that. And unless you get right into those layers, as I was talking about, you really don't have a good time frame to associate it with.
Well, and I think what's so encouraging to me is that people are starting to think about their health in different ways than maybe we have before. And hopefully it leads us to take responsibility, right? For what we put in our bodies and for the things that we test out, right? This is what God's word said. We're supposed to test and approve everything, right? Yeah. And of course, there's obviously a scriptural and a biblical and a doctrinal application to that passage, but it sure does resonate with the rest of our lives that we should be paying attention to how we live our lives, to test the things that are in front of us, to pray about them. I love, Dr. Mark, that you're always pointing people back to the Lord to say, pray. About the vaccines that your kids get, pray about the medical treatment that you get, pray about the doctor that you go and see.
Yes,
and God is concerned. He cares about it. He wants to have a relationship with you.
He cares about what kind of car you drive, which way you take, what shirt you wear. He cares about what perfume you wear, how your hair looks, which side of your head you part your hair on. He cares about those things, man.
He put that little part there.
Yeah, he cares. So we just got to ask him for everything and treat him as your best buddy, your counselor, your friend, your mentor, and remember, he's God. I don't think you'd get a better friend than that.
No, indeed. It's true. Dr. Mark Sherwood, thank you for coming on. Where can people find you?
Well, I want them to go to sherwood.tv/Heidi because we have some of the greatest people that I've met that have, we've met them right here through the Off the Bench podcast. And I really enjoy that. So sherwood.tv/Heidi, all the things we talk about are there. And we like to know where you come from as well.
Awesome. And I will see you back here again with my water bottle And so, my friend, have a wonderful evening. Thank you for taking time with my listeners today. You are a national treasure. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me always.
All right, you guys know how to reach out to Dr. Mark Sherwood. If you'd like to ask a question, simply go to HeidiStJohn.com/mailbox Monday, and you can leave a question for Dr. Mark there, and we will answer it just as quickly as we can. Thank you guys so much for listening. Love your people well. Don't forget to join me for the April Bible study. I'm going to be teaching you guys about prayer. You want to see some miracles in your life? Learn to lean into the Lord in prayer. You can check that out at faiththatspeaks.com. Have a great day, everybody, and I will see you back here again at the intersection of faith and culture.